Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to stop WordPress comment spam.
Yes, WordPress comment spam is so annoying. If you have created WordPress websites, then you have probably experienced it. And basically what it is it's spam bots that will comment on your WordPress sites. And so you'll get these comments coming through that are not real people. They're usually advertising some product. Sometimes it'll appear that it's almost like a real person because they'll like give you a little compliment on like, this is a great read. I'm going to go show this to my friend, you know, something really vague like that. And so if you're new, sometimes you might not even realize that it's spam and you might think, wow, someone came across my blog and really likes it. No, unfortunately, it's spam. And some of them are just straight like ads for Viagra or you know, whatever other crap. So anyways, the first thing on the list for how to stop WordPress comment spam is to use the free plugin called Akismet. Akismet, I forget what it stands for. It's an acronym or there's something to do with its name that I don't really remember, but basically it's a free plugin. It's by Automattic and you have to set up a WordPress.com account, which is the only annoying thing. But besides that, it's free and it will essentially stop the majority of comment spam. And so we put that at the top of the list because we highly recommend that. And, you know, 90% of the time that's going to fix the problem for you. I don't know exactly how the technology works, but basically they have like a database of spam bots. And so if an IP address comments on your site that matches their database of spam bots, then it'll automatically block it. And so, basically because they have so many sites using Akismet, their database gets smarter and more powerful. So that's the first thing you should do.
Awesome. And the second thing you should do, but you might think it might be the first thing that you should do is, or could do, turn off comments altogether. Now, Tim and I were talking about this before we started this episode, and, you know, would you ever want to turn comments off on your blog posts? And my answer was no. Tim's answer was yes originally, but then when we talked it through, we realized that, you know what, it's probably wise to keep them on. Google, Facebook, all of their algorithms do have an SEO value attached to engagement. So if your blog post is getting commented on, that's in Google's eyes, they're continuing to establish you as an authority in your niche. Whatever you're writing your content about, you know, the good thing about search engines and what every website's goal should be is to be an authority in your industry or your niche. And one of the factors and the ways that Google does that besides indexing your posts and stuff is they look at social engagement and stuff. So if more people are commenting, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, it's in Google's eyes like, well, these guys must really be the experts because they get quite a bit of engagement. So turn comments off altogether. That's a default feature by WordPress. It comes turned on, you know, automatically. You would have to actually go in and turn it off if you wanted to, but I really can't think of any instance where you would want to turn them off.
Yeah. One thing I do want to say is, yeah, I agree. There is some SEO value with having comments turned on and having that engagement, but it's not going to make or break your SEO strategy. And the reason why I'm saying this is you can't go and just add comments to your blog post, you know, fake comments in the hopes of like improving your SEO. Like, that's not the point David's trying to make is, you know, go and make sure you get a ton of fake comments so that you can like, you know, rank number one in Google. You know, there's the SEO value of engagement and stuff. But, you know, just because there's SEO value doesn't mean you should have fake comments or spam comments on there. You don't want to think, well, it's spam. You know, it looks terrible, but, you know, there's SEO value. You know, that's probably going to hurt you more than it's going to help you. Google is able to see whether or not it's, you know, a crap unrelated comment that doesn't have to anything to do with your post. And then, yeah, that's just going to turn users off. And I've been to blogs where like they published spam comments on their site and it's so tacky. You're like, what?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, the next one on the list is to turn off anonymous comments. So, or actually, I want to say one more thing, David, if that's all right, about the turning off comments altogether. I've seen sometimes blogs will use the blog, or websites will use the blog post type for something other than a traditional blog. Like maybe they'll use it for their portfolio. And so it's not really something that needs, you know, comments and engagement and stuff. So that might be one thing to turn off comments if you're using your blog as something else besides a traditional like blog post.
Yeah.
But that's more rare. Usually, you know, there's a portfolio post type or something like that. The next thing on the list is to turn off anonymous comments. And basically what that means is by default, WordPress will make the author fill out their name and email. You can enable the anonymous commenting and allow people to just like write something and not fill out the email or anything. And so I would recommend not enabling that. But again, by default, it should be already turned on to require them to fill out their name and email. But yeah, that definitely will add more comment spam if there's less for the bot to fill out.
Great. The next thing you're going to want to do to help stop WordPress comment spam is to make sure that you have comment moderation enabled. It comes default in WordPress enabled, but just check it to make sure. And what that simply means is that when someone comments on your blog, it has to be approved. It's not automatically, because WordPress does have the feature to automatically approve any comments that come through so that you don't have to do, you know, manual approving and stuff. I don't recommend that. I always recommend take a look, because pingbacks, you know, spam comments, a lot of them will get into your blog post the more well-known it becomes. And you just don't want trash, you know, filling up your comment section. You want it to be legit.
Yeah, great point. The last one on the list to how to stop WordPress comment spam is to enable CAPTCHA. Now, CAPTCHA is essentially, I'm sure you've used it when you're filling out a form on a website, you know, to contact a company or something. And basically, it is a little like test you have to do to prove that you're human. Sometimes it's a little math problem. If you're using the Divi theme, their contact forms have a CAPTCHA. That's a little math problem. Sometimes it's like one of those little things that will have you select all the boxes that show a car. That's a popular one today. And so doing that will prevent spam, and that's exactly what CAPTCHA is designed for, is to prevent spam bots. And so there's actually a plugin called Google CAPTCHA by Best Websoft, and we'll put the link in the show notes. But basically, it does exactly that. It adds reCAPTCHA to WordPress comments, and so it will prevent the comment spam.
Fantastic. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode, how to fix the destination folder, when the destination folder already exists error in WordPress. Boy, I just botched that to hell and back, didn't I, Tim?
Yeah. How to fix the destination folder already exists error in WordPress.
Yeah. Yeah. I read it like three times and it just didn't work in my brain. So I'm glad that you cleared that up for us. So looking forward to chatting about that tomorrow. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.